So think about what it means in your day-to-day experience. Life causes you to want something. What is it? What do you want? Call it out. What do you want? We hear that. Money. You want a lot of things. As you are asking for whatever it is, money. Now, what that means is, as you've asked for it, and by the way, you didn't just do that. You've been asking and asking and asking and asking and asking, and there is a veritable fortune amassed for you. So now, here it is. Do you accept that you are a duality, the human part of you and the source energy part of you? Do you know there's an eternal part of you? Do you accept that when you croak, we love that disrespectful word since there is no death, but do you accept that when you croak and you are no more in terms of this physical body, the worms have eaten it? We like that too. Do you accept that you still are this eternal consciousness that you don't cease to be? So if you can just accept that, then that means you've got to accept the two parts of you. There's the eternal part of you that never ceases to be, and there's a physical part of you that is temporary. So this physical part of you and this non-physical part of you, these two parts of you have both vibrational offerings that law of attraction is responding to. And since the source energy part of you is the dominant part of you, it will always win. It will always win. Jerry and Esther went whitewater rafting with friends. There were six of them that went together and several other rafts full of high school wrestlers. One of the friends that they were with, their daughter said to them as they were loading into the bus, "Did you tell these guys how old you are?" If she had gone with them, she would have been drowned early on. As they put their boats in the water, it did not occur to any of them to point the raft upstream and paddle. It was obvious that that river was going to have its way with them. And we want you to understand that this river is going to have its way with you. Because you've been at it too long. You are an eternal being. And the essence of that which you are and law of attraction's response to it means that there is a constant, powerful calling of well-being toward the expanded version of you. And when you let yourself go, oh, you feel so good. And when you don't, oh, you feel so bad. And when you feel love and appreciation, you're going. When you feel despair or hatred, you're not. But do you know, and this is the most important thing that we want you to hear, if you are feeling despair, you can't all of a sudden, just because you want to or because somebody says you should, begin feeling love and appreciation. You can't switch your vibrational frequencies that rapidly. But you can change them gradually. And what we want you to get the sense of as you contemplate this fast-moving river that is taking you toward the eternal unfolding of that which you are is that even if you are in despair, when you let go of the oars, the river will turn you. And when the river turns you, you're going to feel relief. Relief is the key word. Now, if you're in despair, the relief you're going to feel is revenge. And there are a lot of people that would say it is very inappropriate for you to get into the revenge mode. But you just got to tell them, if they really want to hear you, that revenge must be the right direction for you because you felt relief when you found it. Revenge felt far better than the powerlessness that you felt before, didn't it? Now, we understand that you don't want your friends to get in the revenge mode. They become problematic. They were a lot less trouble when they were depressed. They just stayed in their room. But if you really cared about your friend, or if you really care about you and you are depressed, you will welcome the revenge mode. And we would welcome it every time because revenge is downstream from disempowerment. And that's why, if you really want to know, why you got so many terrorists, why you got so many mass murders. You get somebody boxed into a corner where you have convinced them that they have no power, and all of their natural resources, who know that they have power, will call them forward. And the first step from powerlessness is revenge. Now, hopefully, you'll keep going through revenge before you act on it, into anger and then less anger, into frustration and overwhelmment. And by the time you reach that area, you can find a piece of hope. And once you can find a piece of hope, you can move quickly into the better feeling emotions. But we don't want you to focus too much on any of those emotions, even though we've gone to great trouble to find names for all of them. We want you to decide today that all of your power is here and now, and you really only have two choices. And the choices are, I can feel worse or better. That's it. I can find something that gives me a little relief, or I can find something that gives me a little opposite of relief. But those are the only choices. If I am feeling terrible, I don't have the choice of feeling terrible or wonderful. You don't have that option. The frequencies are too far apart. You can't set your radio dial on 6:30 a.m. and hear what's being broadcast on 98.7 FM. The frequencies are too far apart. But you can be in despair, and you can reach for a feeling of relief and find it. And then you can feel revenge, and you can reach for a feeling of relief and find it. And you can feel true rage or hatred, and you can reach for a feeling of relief and find it. And you can feel anger, and you can reach for a feeling of relief and find it. And you can feel less anger and find less anger and less anger. Then you can find the relief of frustration, and then you can find the relief of hope. And once you find the relief of hope, then you can find the relief of believing and knowing. Then you can find the relief of love. And we want you to know that as far as we know, there is no end to the relief that we can find, because there is no end to our expansion and becoming. Life is going to cause us to continue to be more, and as beings, we have no option other than to let ourselves become it. From our non-physical standpoint, you're the ones who are the pioneers out here exploring the contrast and becoming. And it's very easy for us to ride your rockets, because we never got tied up in your conflict to begin with. But you, leading edge creators, who have been willing to explore the contrast, who have been willing to be the ones to evaluate the contrast, because if you don't know what you don't want, you cannot know what you do want. The expansion of the universe is dependent upon your willingness to be out here on this nitty-gritty leading edge. Do you get that? So then humans say, well, that was a dumb thing. You're saying I was pure positive energy and I deliberately exposed myself to this contrast for what? We say, for the joy of the expansion. And humans say, once they catch on to this, for the joy of your expansion. We say, well, yeah. We do get the first benefit of it, because as soon as you know what you want, we turn our undivided attention to it and go there. And then we be it, we maintain it, we offer the vibration of it, and law of attraction calls you incessantly toward it. But it's you not going that causes your problem. Are you getting this picture? Are you getting how your life is what causes you to cause the stream to go faster, and whatever you're focused upon is what causes you to go with the stream or not? Do you know you've just heard clearly and understood, for the most part, how everything in your life or anyone else's ever works? Do you know you've just heard the whole picture of creation? And do you know that your only job ever, ever, ever has been to deal with your own vibrational gap between the dualities of the eternal you and the physically focused you? That's all you've ever been up to? Doesn't it give you some sort of relief to realize that you don't have to control your government in order to feel good? You don't have to control the terrorists. You don't have to control your children. Those little terrorists. Isn't it nice to know that you don't have to try to do the impossible anymore in order to feel good? Do you know that what you have always wanted, every desire that you hold, no matter what it is, whether it's for a pile of money or a material object or a state of being or a circumstance or an event, everything that you want, no matter what it is because you believe that in the having of it, you will feel better. And do you know why you want to feel better? Because the larger part of you feels so good and is calling you eternally toward that better feeling. And that's why when you let yourself go, it's so easy to be pleasant. And when you don't, it's so easy to be ornery. If you saw someone in the street bleeding and writhing in pain, we know you would help them. But when you see ornery ones, especially terrorist ornery ones, you don't want to help them. You seem to want to hurt them. And what we want you to understand is the source energy of you is always calling you toward that love. And when you do other than that, you cause separation within yourself. So we know it's hard to hear. Esther said, Abraham, I'm sure I would feel better if you would agree with me that that person is wrong. I just know I would feel better. And we say, you would feel better because you're over here offering that vibration. And if you could get us to come over there and offer it with you, then there would be no discord, and it's the discord that feels so bad. But Esther, we love you very much, we said, we're not coming. Which means you've got an option. You can come or not. If you come to where we are, you will feel ever so much better. But Abraham, do you not see what I see? Not really. We do not look there with you. And the reason you are feeling so bad is because you're looking there. Look over here. Come over here. Come over here to who you really are. No. I don't want to go over there where you are. You are disgustingly happy. Because I'm sure I am right about this. I've been taught about morality and honesty and justice. I know what's right and I know what's wrong, and that's wrong. And I will never look at that is wrong and say that it is right. We're not asking you to look at something that's wrong and call it right. We're asking you to find something that's right and look at it. We're asking you to look at something that feels good and look at it. I don't want to look at something that feels good because this is what's active in my vibration. This is where I've got my attention now. And we say, we know. You have the option of coming this way or going that way. You are so free, you can choose bondage. But if you want to be who you are, and if you want to feel the joy that is truly you, then you have to, little by little, orient yourself into vibrational alignment with your source. So many of our physical friends look around the world and you see so many injustices, and they just eat you up. And we want you to understand that the greatest injustice is applied to you by you. And it's the injustice that you have control over, of allowing your alignment with who you have become or not.